Hello and welcome to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. My name's Dave Jeffrey, and in the studio with me today is our regular reader, Virginia Collins. How are you today?
I'm really well, thanks, Dave.
Excellent. Now, we've got some interesting things coming up. Firstly, you've got some financial advice on how to achieve the lifestyle that you'd like.
Yes, we have a magazine that's got these wonderful articles all by different organisations, and I thought useful to read them all out.
Oh, I think it's excellent. Exactly what we need in our later years, isn't it? And also something on scammers and travel.
Yes, some adventure travel.
Okay, first up today, it's our financial advice.
Yes, so it's Rethinking Retirement Funding, and this has been put together by Household Capital. Australia's retirees are being financially challenged like never before. Of the 5 million or so over 60s, around 1.8 million are still paying a mortgage, and of those, more than 50,000 are living on less than $1,000 per month after paying that mortgage. Historically low interest rates are impacting retirement income, exacerbated by limited government action on deeming rates. At the same time, the cost of living is going up, particularly utilities, food, medical and transport costs. More than 130,000 people are waiting for government-funded in-home care with no guarantee of getting the level of care required. Refundable accommodation deposits can range from $450,000 to $1 million in metropolitan areas. We're living longer than ever, and people look forward to a long, active retirement. At the same time, many don't have the savings to fund 20 or 30 years of retirement. There is the challenge: a healthcare system and standard of living that's resulted in longer, healthier lives, and a growing number of people who can't adequately fund their retirement. Australians experience high levels of relative poverty in retirement. This begs the question, how can a wealthy nation with broadly distributed wealth fail to deliver adequate retirement outcomes for so many of its retired citizens? The answer? For many older Australians, the majority of their wealth is tied up in their family home. Although 80% of Australians own their own home at retirement and share a strong desire to remain at home, our economic system has failed to provide adequate access to savings accumulated in the family home to improve retirement funding. There are options. These untapped savings are a valuable resource that can be used to improve your retirement funding. There are three key ways you can access these savings. Downsizing, which often results in disruption and dislocation and doesn't always deliver financial advantage. Although the government has financial incentives to encourage downsizing, it's not for everybody. Centrelink Administered Pensions Loans Scheme is available to all Australians of age pension age currently receiving an eligible pension. This was recently extended to those receiving a full pension. Through this scheme, the government draws on the recipient's home equity to provide a regular income stream alongside the pension. It does not provide capital for contingencies or other purposes, including renovations or funding aged care needs. And home equity. Retirees have more than $1 trillion saved in their home equity, a potentially valuable resource. It can be used to improve regular income and fund age-appropriate in-home care. A lump sum could be used for home renovations or to fund the transition to aged care. How can Household Capital help? The company, Household Capital, has pioneered a new model of home equity lending, a household transfer. If you're retired and age 60 plus, you can access a portion of your home equity to improve your retirement funding. You maintain ownership of your home while drawing on your home equity to top up your superannuation or investments, renovate your home, or access enhanced care options. Responsible access to home equity can help you live the retirement lifestyle you envisaged, as well as meet your long-term requirements. It can help you live well at home. And that was from Life Begins at Spring 2019, and it was provided by Household Capital. Another finance article in the same magazine is from Diane Shepherd, who is the Chief Operating Officer for Home Safe Solutions Proprietary Limited. So, and this is Eliminate Debt and Enhance Lifestyle, Five Key Reasons to Consider Equity Release. You are heading into retirement, or you might even be retired, but you have the weight of a mortgage still hanging over your finances. Diane Shepherd, COO for Home Safe Solutions, looks at how the family home can help you eliminate debt and give you the retirement lifestyle you've always dreamed of. The bad news is more Australians are entering retirement with mortgage debt. However, the good news is mortgage debt may be eliminated by using the equity in the family home. Recent studies have shown a surge in the number of over 55s with outstanding mortgage debt. RMIT found the number of Australians aged 55 to 64 still paying down their mortgage has jumped from 14% to 47% in 26 years. Some over 55s may try and restrain their lifestyle to pay down the debt, but this can be easier said than done. Others may feel compelled to draw down on their superannuation to pay off the mortgage once they retire. But using superannuation will often not be enough to pay off what is owed and could then leave retirees relying on a government pension. This is a lose-lose proposition for retirees. One powerful alternative to crimping on lifestyle or raiding the super is to release some of the equity from the family home. However, replacing mortgage debt with debt with compounding interest may not be the answer. As a result, many homeowners are turning to a debt-free equity release solution instead. For people nearing or at retirement age, it's important to consider how long the equity release arrangement will be in place, particularly as we are all living longer. The longer a debt arrangement is in place, the higher the risk of compounding interest costs will erode the equity in the family home into the future. A debt-free arrangement, such as Home Safe Wealth Release, provides certainty, so there will be no surprises once the family home is eventually sold. The equity in the home, which is quarantined and remains protected for the homeowner or their estate, is agreed upfront, giving peace of mind it will still be available later in life or to pass on to beneficiaries. Accessing the equity in your home is a big decision, and it's recommended you take your time and weigh up all the pros and cons before proceeding. Generally, there are five key reasons why equity release may be a good idea. 1. When you're asset rich and cash poor. Many retirees are compromising their lifestyle due to limited income, yet have substantial wealth tied up in assets. For many, the biggest asset is the family home, which is an illiquid asset. Downsizing into a smaller property may deliver uncertain outcomes and could include substantial costs involving the property's sale, stamp duty on the new property, and moving costs. For seniors who wish to stay in the community they love and supplement their finances and lifestyle, equity release may be a practical way to tap the wealth in the home. 2. When there's a stubborn debt you wish to get rid of. For many Australians, debt is the biggest brake on their retirement lifestyle. Using equity release to pay off debt, such as a mortgage or credit cards, can have a profound impact on a retiree's well-being, as well as their cash flow, and is among the most common uses for equity release. 3. When you wish to invest in something special. Something special may also include those projects or dreams you never quite got around to. For some, it will be the holiday they have always wanted, or even the cruise they've always dreamt about. 4. When you need home improvements. Most Australians want to stay in their home as long as possible and may need to undertake some much-needed repairs or home improvements to enhance their home, particularly once they become empty nesters. And 5, when you understand the consequences. Equity release should not be snap decision in any circumstances. It must be thoroughly considered. Take the time you need for everyone to understand exactly what's involved so there are no surprises later. And that was written by Diane Shepherd, who is the Chief Operating Officer for Home Safe Solutions Proprietary Limited. And there is one final article in this magazine that also talks about ways of making enough money so that you can have a comfortable lifestyle.
Excellent. I think that's a very, very important topic, Virginia.
It is, but it's really quite challenging to know which piece of advice to take. So this piece of advice is how depreciation can help you retire comfortably. So according to the Retirement Standard Report released by the Association of Super Funds of Australia, a comfortable retirement enables an older, healthy retiree to be involved in a range of leisure activities and to have a good standard of living through the purchase of items like household goods and private health insurance. A comfortable retiree is also someone who owns their own home outright. The Retirement Standard Report outlines budgets for modest and comfortable lifestyles for two separate age groups: retirees aged around 65 and retirees aged around 85. It also breaks the budgets down into singles and couples. If you're a single retiree aged around 65, you'll need $45,255 per year to retire comfortably, or $27,646 to live modestly. If you're aged around 85, you'll need $41,245 per year to have a comfortable retirement, or $26,186 to live modestly. Couples looking to live comfortably in retirement will need $61,061 per year if aged around 65, or $57,088 if aged around 85. To live modestly, the budget drops to $39,848 and $37,403 respectively. There are several ways to secure a comfortable retirement. It's important to first set realistic retirement goals and carefully plan how much money you are likely to spend each year. Assess your current savings and consider how you can save more for your retirement. Depreciation deductions can help property investors get closer to securing a comfortable retirement. Property depreciation is generally the second biggest tax deduction after interest, though it's often missed by investors. This is because it's a non-cash deduction, meaning you don't have to spend money to be eligible to claim it. Any property which generates income may be eligible for thousands of dollars in depreciation deductions. Depreciation deductions fall into two categories: capital works deductions and plant and equipment depreciation. Capital works refers to the deductions available for the building's structure and items considered to be permanently fixed to the property, such as kitchen cupboards, doors, and sinks. Residential homes in which construction commenced after the 15th of September 1987 and commercial properties in which construction commenced after the 20th of July 1982 are eligible for the capital works deductions. Plant and equipment assets refer to items which are easily removable from the property, such as carpets, blinds, and hot water systems. These items have a limited effective life as set by the Australian Taxation Office and can generally be depreciated over time. It's important to be aware of restrictions to claiming depreciation on previously used plant and equipment found in second-hand residential properties. Head to the BMT Insider website and read the article on plant and equipment deductions and legislation for more. By claiming depreciation, investors can reduce their taxable income and improve the costs of holding a property. The additional savings depreciation deductions provide can help investors to pay off their loan faster, pay for expenses such as regular repairs and maintenance, or even help them to save to complete renovations or build their existing investment portfolio. Each of these scenarios can help an investor to improve their chances of achieving a comfortable retirement. And that was written by Bradley Beer, who is the Chief Executive Officer of BMT Tax Depreciation, and it was also in the Spring 2019 edition of Life Begins At.
Thanks, Virginia. We're going to have a little bit of a shift now, going to the subject, the awful subject, I guess, of cancer, but some apparent good news. This is from The Telegraph on the 27th of January, written by Cameron Adams. It's an exclusive about Olivia Newton-John. Olivia has revealed her cancer tumours have shrunk. This is as she readies for a return to the stage. The 71-year-old, whose breast cancer returned and spread to her lower back 3 years ago, has credited the use of medicinal cannabis as a cure. She said natural therapies, they have made a dramatic turnaround for her. Olivia said, "When people hear metastatic breast cancer, or cancer in general, there's a stigma that people do not believe that you can recover. Well, yes, you can. I know lots of people who've been given really terrific diagnoses, who've done really well with the right treatment. And they're not always chemo and radiation treatment either." Olivia, who was made a dame late last year, is returning to the stage for the first time since cancelling all tours after her diagnosis. Olivia is Australia-bound to watch daughter Chloe Latanzi perform on Dancing with the Stars. Olivia also has plans to continue her work lobbying the government to legalise cannabis. This is for medicinal use. Her Cancer and Wellness Centre will launch trials of the medicinal cannabis later this year. She said, "I'd love patients in Australia to have the capability of getting it when they need it." Olivia said, "Hopefully these studies will help the government, which seems to be a fair way behind the rest of the world." You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network.
So on to travel. And this article is written by Angus Kidman, "How I Scored $1,500 in Free Train Travel." "I am a railway tragic, blame my station master grandfather, and a professional cheapskate, because that's just plain good sense. So few travel hacks have made me happier than the one that scored me more than $1,500 in free long-distance train travel over the course of 6 months. The New South Wales Rail Network is one of the most extensive in Australia, with lines running north all the way to Brisbane, south as far as Melbourne, and west as far as Broken Hill. For many places, the train is much cheaper than flying, and for some smaller towns, it's the only available option unless you want to slum it in a coach. Tourist destinations covered by the New South Wales Train Link Network include Canberra, Orange, Port Macquarie, Coffs Harbour and Dubbo. Tickets are also relatively cheap. As an example, a return first-class ticket from Sydney to Canberra comes in at around $100. Cheaper with sales and specials. No way you'll ever get a fare that low on the plane. But the secret to really squeezing maximum value from the network is the Discovery Pass. This gives you unlimited travel on all Trainlink trains and coaches, if you're a masochist, for a fixed period of time. A 14-day adult pass in first class is $300. A one-month pass is $350, a three-month pass is $400, while a six-month pass goes for $550. If you buy a six-month pass and spend a weekend away once a month, you'll easily get more value than the $550 purchase price. But it's possible to get much more than $550 of value if you're willing to explore a little further. On my most recent Discovery Pass, I racked up more than $2,000 worth of tickets over the 6 months I used it. It helped that I made several work trips to Canberra. It's not that much slower than flying once you factor in travel to and from the airport and all the security palaver, and I can work all the way while I'm on the train. Throw in rural weekends away and a few Melbourne jaunts, and I ran up $2,000 in value surprisingly quickly. Annoyingly, there aren't similar passes for Victoria or Queensland. Queensland has one for overseas tourists, but not for locals. But you could still wring value from the Discovery Pass with some strategic Melbourne-Sydney or Sydney-Brisbane trips. I recognise most people aren't as enamoured of railways as I am and may not want to spend quite that much time admiring views from train windows. But even if you only did half as much train travel as I did in those 6 months, you'd end up with more than double the value of the pass. Sure beats fighting for overhead luggage space on a plane. And that was in the travel section of the Daily Telegraph, written by Angus Kidman, How I Scored $1,500 in Free Train Travel.
Thanks, Virginia. We're going to have a look now at mobile scamming. And boy, it's getting worse and worse all the time. There's a website here. I'll give it to you now and I'll say it again at the end. It's keep up to date with the latest scams. www.scamwatch.gov.au. It says scammers turning to mobile phones. Scammers are now targeting phone users and may steal your mobile number so they can access your online accounts. The Department of Human Services has posted a warning on its website explaining how scammers can do this. They steal your mobile number and what you should look for and how to get help. To access your mobile number, scammers may first steal personal information. They get it from places like social media, your mailbox, the rubbish bin. They could also use documents that you've lost, like a Medicare card. Scammers may also contact your phone company and use your information to pretend that they are you. They may tell the phone company that you've lost your phone and they'd like your mobile number to be transferred to another SIM card or another phone company. Many online accounts are safe as long as your phone is secure, as accounts like MyGov have two-factor authentications. There, your online account provider sends a code to your mobile phone so that you can log in. This makes it difficult for criminals to access your accounts, even if they've stolen your account username and your password. If they do steal your mobile number, however, they may get your two-factor authentication codes. Now, we have four broad indicators here of why or when someone may have stolen your phone. Firstly, you have limited or no service in the areas where you normally have coverage. Secondly, SOS only is showing instead of where your provider's name or reception bars are normally. Number three, you cannot make or take calls or texts. And number four, your phone company contacts you to say that they've reported your number. If you think someone has stolen your mobile number, your phone company may be able to get your number back. If someone has ported your mobile number, ask the company to reverse this. Contact your bank. Ask it to freeze your online bank accounts. Change all online passwords. If your MyGov account is compromised, contact the Scams and Identity Theft Help Desk for advice. Now, I'm just going to say that website again. It's www.scamwatch.gov.au. Beware. Here with Optimal Life on the RPH Network, Virginia Collins and Dave Jeffrey with you today.
Well, just to finish today, we have a bit of good news. Drug which stops cancer's spread is on PBS. So by Jane Hansen. Women whose breast cancer has spread will no longer have to pay a fortune for a drug which prolongs their life after its listing on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. Verzenio is a treatment for women with cancer that has metastasized, which inhibits proteins that control how fast cells grow. The proteins, called CDK4 and 6, become overactive in metastatic breast cancer, causing cells to grow and divide uncontrollably. The drug will treat postmenopausal women with advanced hormone receptor positive human epidermal growth factor receptor 2 negative breast cancer. Patients had been paying up to $55,500 a year for Verzenio, but the listing on the PBS reduces the drug to $41 per script, or for concessional patients, $6.60 per script. Sydney oncologist Dr. Fran Boyle said the drug could double the life expectancy for those with metastatic cancer. It's a tablet you add to your hormone-blocking treatment to make it work better, Dr. Boyle said. It's a supercharger to the hormone-blocking treatment we have been using. Average survival times can increase to 2 years. And that was Drug Which Stops Cancer's Spread on PBS.
Virginia, thank you for that. A most interesting article, isn't it, if they could stop that?
Well, it's terrific for all those people who have that nasty thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge breakthrough. Now, just before we go today, we'd like to tell you about a wonderful free service that is available to you. It's the Seniors Rights Service. There's a phone number here, 1-800-424-079. I'll say that again in a moment with a website. If you've got strata living problems, they'll give you free and confidential legal advice on any aspect of strata living. Seniors Rights Service, you can speak to a lawyer or book a legal information session for your community. Things like legal, advocacy, education, they'll help you. Seniors Rights Service, 1-800-424-079. Or the website, seniorsrightsservice.org.au. And their phone number again, 1-800-424-079 for free legal advice. Well, look, my dear, that's all we have time for today. And I'd like to say thank you very, very much.
You've
worked very hard today.
Thank you. Great being here.
Yeah, and look forward to your company again soon.
Bye.